This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Grady Jarrett, he spoke today, and this is why he's your new favorite Bear.
When you're playing ball, you cross some lines, you got to be able to go in that dark place, you know, and sometimes what happened in that dark place, you know, it get a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? And just being a competitor, and I talked about mic'd up with some of the new media team here, and I was like, yeah, I know I got some crazy ones. And that was released, so the stuff that's not released got to be super crazy. But you got to have that dog in you, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, Jordan Love is a good quarterback.
But we got to pause it there.
Can we listen to him on the mic'd up with Jordan Love?
Well, you better pipe down, little. You better pipe down, little. No love for love, baby.
You better get down. Can I say it? I think I can say it, right?
No love for love.
No love for love.
No, you can.
I think I can. You better get down, little bitch.
Whoa!
Yo, let's waste that biatch.
Biatch? What? Pipe down? Did he say pipe down?
Pipe down.
Oh, it was pipe down?
Yeah, he might have said pipe down.
I thought he said better get down.
Just for clarity's sake, let's hear it again.
Yeah, let's do it.
You better pipe down, little.
You better pipe down, little bitch.
Hey, Riley, you know, I'm not sure how you talk in your family, buddy, but we kind of don't use that language in this house.
Well, pardon me, Rhonda Rulebook, but I'm me. This is who I am, bitch.
Riley, buddy.
Right, fine language.
I mean,
you're enjoying saying that.
Just keep going.
Yes, Lawrence, your new favorite Bear. Pipe down, little bitch.
Daryl, I looked my woman in the eye sockets. Mm-hmm. I told her straight out. I just said it, man. I said it. I said. I said, babe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl, how you doing? Man, you having a good time? You seen the bedroom?
Yeah,
you see the washing machine?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
One of the best Key and Peele bits ever. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I gotta be Key, right? Because you're the one who gets confused for Peele. So I got to be Keegan Michael. I got work to do to try and become that kind of endomorph.
He's very musical. So he's been in a bunch of musicals. He's a singer. So it works.
I love the musical that he and Cecily Strong did on Apple.
Schmigadoon.
Modeled after Brigadoon, a crazy old weird-ass musical. Very, very funny
show.
It
was funny because they kind of made it sci-fi, and yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Well, the musical itself, the original musical, is sort of sci-fi. It's about town that comes alive once every 100 years.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Bourbonnais. Like now that the Bears
now
are gone,
we're getting
does
somewhere.
Bourbonnais still exist?
You know, I knew there was a reason to come in. Within 3 minutes of the show, we've compared Brigadoon to Bourbonnais. Good afternoon, everybody.
It's either Brigadoon or a Shangri-La. Well, Bourbonnais, when the Bears were there, is one of those two things.
Shangri-La is the town that didn't exist, right up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paradise. Okay, all right, cool. Carry on, Lawrence.
Sorry.
For God's sake.
Shane is here. Tanny's here. That man
Hello.
Is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And we've got a show for you today. We are going to spend some time talking about... We brought it back because we felt like it had a nice piece of success the last time that we did it. Baseball Hour will be at 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
Baseball Hour. We're going to talk with John Morosi. We've got some thoughts about the Cubs-Dodgers series, and we'll talk about the possibility of Lance Lynn joining the Cubs.
Yeah, and we'll throw in the embarrassment that a certain franchise legend is experiencing around MLB as well.
So we're going to do that. Jared Payton's going to join us in about 10 minutes. I wanted to start, Spiegs, with you talking about some of the stuff that we saw in yesterday's press conference. By the way, the Bears are going to have another press conference today, and we will share the highlights of that as the afternoon goes on.
Can I say, so today is just Drew Dolman, because he apparently is ready to go, and then there might be another one tomorrow?
Maybe for Dio, if the physical can get done and
Dio
all of that
Dangbo.
Stuff.
So every day, another Bears press conference.
I'm sure that the powers that be in baseball absolutely love that the Bears have taken a whole week.
Oh, you didn't hear it? The next press conference is actually in Japan. So that'll be next week. So sorry, Spiegs. You know, they are really taking attention away.
Hey, man, whatever you got to do, I guess. If you're the NFL, you're dying for publicity.
Well, it is funny how this like role reversal thing kind of went on, where the NBA had some stuff going on, and there's some big stories in the league. Luka getting hurt, LeBron getting hurt, and the NFL was like, hi, remember around the Super Bowl when you guys were doing all that stuff and everyone stopped looking at what was going on with the NFL? Welcome to the new age. We're just gonna have everything happen now. Enjoy all of your content that you're putting out there for people.
A game every day of the week. Let's steal Christmas from you while we're at it.
The Stephen A. Smith LeBron thing like went away because the NFL was like, hi, we're here now.
Yeah,
we're here. We're totally here.
Sean Hannity brought it back a little bit.
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot more of that with him.
I'm good.
That's a whole thing.
Back to the Bears.
That's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Back to the Bears.
Back
sir.
To the Bears.
So why? Because you were thinking and feeling a certain way about everything as it was crossing yesterday.
I felt like, Spiegs, that what we saw yesterday, I think, is a really good thing. And it, for those who had questions about it, Ben Johnson is as involved as any head coach in the league with the personnel decisions that are being made. And guess what? I'm good with it. I like this. I'm glad that Ryan Poles has a partner. And that's how I'm going to keep talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
That this feels like a partnership. And it feels like Ryan Poles listening to his partner and saying, okay, let's go get you the things that you need. You want these dirty, down-in-the-dirt type players?
Tough, gritty, dirty, and smart.
Let's go get some of those. Well, what characterizes that for you? And then Ben Johnson will tell him, these are the type of players that I like, including a player that he used to coach. And then you see the momentum that's built up from that. I love it. I love that the head coach of the Bears is not in the background. And that's what's been going on for the last 3 years. You have a guy that's just kind of, here are the raw materials, do what you can.
Uh-huh.
This makes more sense.
Oh, yeah, that's not the way it's supposed to go. And that's what we saw over the last 3 years, especially once they kind of emerged from the changeover of the roster and you had last year. And that's the year that the coach is supposed to impart his vision. Like, you're supposed to be seeing his idea of how he wants them to play. And we never got away from it. We never got away from just a guy trying to flail with whatever Ryan Poles gave him. This is how it's actually supposed to work, especially in the NFL, but really in lots of sports, you know? You don't think when Golden State was building their team and continuing to build their roster as Steve Kerr was there, that like Steve Kerr was not asked about acquisitions. Like, how does this person fit?
Well, remember, they had built up with Mark Jackson.
Well,
they win 54 games and they fired him because they felt like they needed something more. And now look, the Bears they're not in that situation
no,
where they're winning, but the idea of, let the coach be a part of it. There's nothing wrong with that. We don't have to have this kind of top-down, siloed leadership model.
No.
The coach should absolutely be a part of it, especially when you're trying to woo said coach to try and choose your franchise over others.
And that's exactly how it went down. That's exactly how it went down in the process. I was reporting on that and sharing that along the way, that he was being told that he was going to have a big, big hand in dictating what kind of team they were going to put together. And you could see it on Ryan Poles' face as Ben Johnson was talking about offensive linemen yesterday. And Poles was like so proud and happy to be there and letting this guy voice the stuff, because he has a better way of articulating what he wants out of linemen than even Poles does. And Poles is the former lineman. But the way that Ben Johnson talks about linemen and talks about how he wants them to play, it's just freaking awesome. It's the way that a head coach is supposed to describe things, and a smart GM gets all the information and then filters it down and chooses the player that he thinks is best for what fits what the coach wants to do.
And ideally, if things go well, Ryan Poles can just fade into the background,
sure,
and enjoy the success, because the voice of the Bears needs to be the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's where they're at, if that's what they've got now, just him not being afraid of telling you what the standards were yesterday, and not this kind of like ethereal thing that you're wishing for. No, this is what I want. These are the types of players that I want.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why these guys fit with what we're going to do. And I can't tell you that it's going to work. None of us can. I just know it feels better.
It feels like the Cubs thing felt as Theo was taking over and mapping it out. And we were talking about the plan, and you could tell. And I know I tried to say, it's like, I'm not sure it's going to work, but I do like the plan. I do like the ideas behind it in changing the way that you have done things. This is the way it's supposed to be. A coach with the idea and the GM providing everything he can and then letting the coach run with it. Feel a lot better.
Let's talk with our buddy Jared Payton about this. He's going to join us after a quick timeout. I also want to ask him about an experience that he had at the Super Bowl that I heard about, and it's hilarious. We'll explain next here on The Score.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit pay dirt. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates, because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him, where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
In this new chapter of my life, I'm so happy to be here in a great city like Chicago, an organization who has a history of just being, you know, just dominant defense, legendary players, Hall of Famers. You know, I'm watching from afar, you know, be able to walk in the building as associated with Walter Payton. I've been a two-time Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee. I've met his family a couple times. So the pride that I have in this place, I didn't even know it really lived into me until I walked into the building. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just so fired up. Sorry, y'all.
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton.
How you doing, sir?
JP, how are you?
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Jared Payton joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Grady Jarrett is a Bear, and I think he's now everyone's favorite Bear. And we're going to get to that, but I have to ask Jared a question first. So, JP, I'm on vacation in Arizona. I'm driving around and, you know, out there. You're going distances to get to beautiful places. So I pop in some of my favorite podcasts, like the Dan Lebatard Show, which is one of my favorites. And I hear that Jared Payton's going to be on. I'm like, JP, that's my dude. This is great. And then I found out that you and Dan had quite the interesting reunion at the Super Bowl. Would you tell the Chicago people what happened?
Yeah,
Lawrence and Steve, what's going on, guys? You guys good, though?
We're good, man. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and I got to say what's up to Tanny and Shane as well. Those are two of the best behind the board. All right, now listen. Crazy things happen at the Super Bowl. I'm in the convention center, and this is the day, God rest her soul, Virginia McCaskey passed away. So work wanted me to do a Zoom. So I grabbed my iPad, and I went out to kind of try to find a quiet area. And I found this desk that I could sit that was like perfect height for my iPad and do a talk back at WGN. Next thing you know, there's like, I look to the right and left. It's like, sure. So it's kind of like a welcome desk. So I'm like sitting there, and I get done. I did about a 5-minute interview, and I look up, and it's Dan Le Batard walking with his wife, and they're walking my direction. And I'm thinking he's going to walk up to me, you know, Miami guy, I'm a former Cane. He covered me when I was, you know, back in my days. I'm thinking he's about to come up and be like, what's up, JP? Like, what's good? He walks up to me, and he's like, sir, do you know where the bathroom is? And I'm looking at him like, he doesn't know who I am. I'm like, for real? Oh. So I look at him, but I go, yeah, you know what? I don't work here. And then his face got shocked a little bit, like, what? And then I go, yeah, it's over that way. I don't work here. And Dan, you're probably going to aggravate you a little bit. But I'm Jared Payton, man. One former Kane, he goes, and his face dropped. He felt so bad. So he's like feeling so bad. And then his wife is walking over, and he's like, dang. Do you know who this is? This is Jared Payton. I should have known who he was. I feel like such an idiot. I'm like, Dan, it's all good, man. It's all good. But then Dominic Foxworth, he got into the conversation a little bit later, about 10 minutes later, and he flipped it totally, Lawrence.
It was so like, great.
Oh, just a black guy behind a desk. You're just thinking, that's what you're thinking? It was hilarious. And Dan and I have been going back and forth talking about that moment, but it was one of those moments at a Super Bowl that you will never ever forget. And then he's like, "You got to come on my show and talk about it."
So didn't he do a feature on you?
Yeah, he did. I think he did a feature on me. But I've seen him, Lawrence. I've been around him, like Miami. We've been down there. We've been the same places. I mean, he like watched me grow up from in college, man. So I'm thinking, you know, he's got to know me. Like, and he walks up, sir, you know where the restroom is? So I'm like, bruh, I don't work here. But it's all good. It turned into a funny story, man. And so it was good to reconnect with him, Lawrence. Such a funny moment.
Oh, my God. I don't know if it's forgivable. I don't know, Jared. It's like, were you wearing a tuxedo?
You're taking the conversation exactly where it went on the pod.
Well, sure. I guess, like, I mean, did you have a napkin over your arm?
Hey, Steve, I want to be honest with you, man. A lot of people that were working inside of the convention center were wearing, and I was wearing all black.
Sure.
Hang on,
Jared. We're going to swap out your connection and try to get you on the phone. I mean, seriously.
I am driving down I-10 in outside of Phoenix, and I'm just dying laughing because I love Dan. We talked about this when Boog was on the show.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of the Le Batard show.
Well, and he smartly is obviously leaning into the embarrassment of the moment instead of trying to cover his own ass.
And that's what they do. That's why that show is brilliant. But to hear my guy JP like going through and Dominique would not let up, and it was great. And I could feel Dan shrinking. Like, as I'm listening to it, I could just hear him be like,
maybe
I do need to check myself a little bit here. Why did I think he was the bathroom attendant guy?
It just ain't right, Jared.
Unbelievable moment, man. Are you guys excited about these Bears or what?
Yeah, but we're over the moon, man. We were just talking about Ben Johnson's obvious impact on everything here, and just the way that a football organization is supposed to function, with the coach kind of driving the bus and what kind of players he wants. And Ryan Poles seems to be totally cool with it. What's your thought on the way the polls has come off yesterday and even before that in terms of having a partner and even letting Ben drive the bus a little bit?
You know what, Speaks? If you guys could have had a camera on me, because, you know, I'm an avid listener to the show and to the station. So when Lawrence was talking about how his feelings were, that if you would have seen me pumping my fist and hitting my steering wheel in the car, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly how I feel. I feel the exact same way. It's a different feel. And to take a part of what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, just so you guys know I listen. Listen, I don't want to go chasing waterfalls, but it's hard not to when Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles put some TLC onto that interior line, right? It just makes you feel good. And so that's where I'm at. They're doing it the right way. And they're going out and they address needs, you guys, but they also are doing it with guys that are character guys. Guys that have won before, that understand what it means to win championships, to play double-digit years in the league, like a guy like Grady Jarrett. I mean, these are fixtures that are not only hopefully going to help you over the next 2 to 3 years, but also to build that chemistry and also that camaraderie inside the locker room and have what they were missing. And when it was, we all talk about culture. That's what we're missing in that organization inside of that locker room. And it seems like for the guys that they're bringing in, a guy like Joe Tooney, who's won championships, Grady Jarrett, by just listening to him talk at his press conference, if you don't want to run through a wall or that guy's not one of your favorite Bears players by the time the season starts, then I don't think you have a pulse, man. And so I like that it seems Poles is happier. He's smiling more because he has that right-hand man that he can bounce ideas off of. And I don't think that was the case when Matt Eberflus. And he was out there kind of on his own in some ways, how I felt that for Caleb Williams last year, kind of on his own trying to figure things out. But with Ben, he has a vision of how he wants things done. And when we talk about a one-of-one, his offense and what he needs, that's who he's going to go to him, and they're going to talk and collaborate. And I think that's where we're going to start seeing the magic. But how not to be excited about some of the moves that are made and then the vision of where they can go when you talk about the draft. It's an exciting time to be a Bears fan.
Well, he was the most desired coach for the second offseason in a row. And we knew, and the whole league knew, that once he got a job, he was going to make sure that he was in charge, because he's got to have it his way or nothing at all. You know what I mean? And now he's not moving too fast. I don't think he's right where he needs to be. What did you think about about Grady Jarrett invoking your pop's name and talking about having met the family? I guess that's you, Jarrett. And more. But that's pretty damn cool. As part of Grady Jarrett's initial statement of happiness to be here, he invoked your pop's name as part of the legacy. It's beautiful.
Hey, you want to know something even cooler, Speaks?
Yes.
I want to tell you.
Yes.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Literally right before I got on with you guys, I talked to him. So I talked to him about less than 20 minutes ago. I just got his phone number. I've been searching for it. We've been going back and forth because I've seen him over the last few years at Super Bowl, because he's been the Falcons Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And so, you know, the moment that I saw that they acquired him, you know, I put out the tweet just saying that I got a chance this past at New Orleans Super Bowl to talk to him a lot and just see how people revere him. And it's crazy, because when you see some of these guys that are nominees, right, some of them are, you know, maybe 6 years in, 4 years into the league, but the guys that have double digit numbers in the league, they are revered. People look at him and talk to him differently. And he was at the table and we're just talking about how he takes care of his body. And, like, you know, the growing up and watching LeBron and how LeBron, he can't spend the money that LeBron spends on his, you know, taking care of his body in the off season, but he saw that that's the recipe and that he's trying to teach that to younger players. And so, just the conversation we just had was powerful again. Like, he's super excited. He goes, I can't believe that we were just talking. I was sitting by your mom talking about how amazing your family is and that I get to be here again and how being nominated again. And now
I'm in Chicago. He's like, Jared, it's the craziest thing. Seeing your pops up on the wall, knowing that I'm here, he's like, I just can't wait to get going. And that's the personality. That's the type of player that this organization is getting. That's the type of player that this city is getting. And when you talk about cut from that same cloth as my father about giving back in service, that he is the guy. He doesn't talk about it. He bees about it. He is about it. He lives that life. And I love that he wants to play violent on the football field. Going into year 11, he's still got things to prove. He is a true dog. And I know Bears fans are going to get a chance to see him. And I hope he's mic'd up every single game so we can get that content on the Bears website at some point with a bunch of bleeps.
JP, how do you feel about how these last 2 weeks have gone? It feels like the Bears have, to me at least, that they've done all the things that, or most of the things that are on their checklist leading into the draft.
Yeah, I mean, it's about addressing those needs, Lawrence. And I think what got me the most excited about this is really addressing the offensive line. And I've been preaching this, and I know everybody has, but it's been a part of my mantra. Like, I talk about it all the time everywhere I go. You don't win championships. You're not consistently in the postseason and being in this conversation of championships if you can't win the line of scrimmage. You can't dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. You might luck up if you got a great quarterback to get you there, but more than likely, it's not going to last. And I get a chance to go to these Super Bowls every single year. So to see them addressing the unsexy positions that everybody, because look at the contrast from this year to last year. Last year, it was about selling, oh, we're almost there. We're gonna make sure that Caleb has all these different weapons, but you didn't address the one thing that was most important. This year they did that, and I think seeing the fans react to it, saying, we've been telling you this for a long time, now you're listening, that to me says something about the way that they're going about their business. They're changing things up. They're going the direction that they need to go, and that's addressing those, especially that interior line with guys that have done it before. So, yeah, you're sprinkled here and there, and I think kind of gives you more options, Lawrence, when it comes to what do you do at 10 and which direction you go. I wouldn't be upset, though, if you're telling me you find a way to get a left tackle. I mean, Braxton Jones is, I understand that this organization and Blindfolds, they love Braxton, but if you have an opportunity to get a stud at 10, why not kind of shore up this offensive line? And then on the bookends, you got two young guys that could be here and be fixtures on your offensive line for a long time.
They're not sticking to the rivers and the lakes that we're used to. That's for damn sure. Thank you, Jarrett. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
One of the most underrated parts of the other guys is the TLC references all throughout that movie.
Guys didn't even catch it earlier when I said Ben Johnson had to have it his way or nothing at all.
Yeah, I caught that. I also enjoy that Jared just gave us a new intro for Ben's vision.
Yeah, we'll see how fast Tanny can turn that around.
Well, let's not put that on this man to do that. It'll be waiting for him on Tuesday. No, it's totally fine.
No. They got 6 minutes. What do you got?
Ben's vision. We are going to talk a little bit about the defensive line and the Dennis Allen defense.
Uh-huh.
Don't go anywhere. That's next here on The Score.